on the Taich again. A guy went ahead and said a zach. He said a statement that has a miklal, that has a diuk. Is the miklal of what he said, is the diuk of what he said, part of the pirish of the statement that he said? I mean, you said a statement, and the statement boitzachoy is a miklal, the statement boitzachoy is a diuk. Am I mefarish what you said to include the miklal or no? What you said, the miklal you didn't say, we don't hear it. That was the shayla. The shayla is not a shayla in Umna. What you meant, the shayla is, was heis gezokt in at.
If we already spoke out that the union of truth is to bring a person back close to Hashem, so in this kirva shaf that we're talking about, the closeness to Hashem, there are two aspects. One aspect is kapora, and one aspect is tara. There are two aspects of the kirva shaf to Hashem. Ukamoisha on the moitzim Yom Kippur, diksivbe, this is a very, very important chapter. Some is big yisaitis of what Yom Kippur is. Diksivbe, ki bayom hazeh yichapar aleichem l'tar eschem yikoch atayseich l'fnei Hashem titoru. It says in the pasuk that there are two nekudas over here. It says yichapar aleichem and it says titoru. Two things. What are the two things? Mashmos loshen ha'kosuf hi, it's mashmo sheyom ha'kippur mitar mikol ha'chatoim. Yom Kippur is mitar. Ulechayro, it says Beyem yechapar aleichem mikol chatoisechem titoru. So it's an interesting diuk. On the tahara, it says on all the chatoim. On yechapar aleichem doesn't say on all the chatoim. When it talks about tahara, it speaks about all the chatoim. Mashmos loshen ha'kosuf hi sheyom kippur mitar mikol chatoim. It says mikol chatoisechem. Ulechayro, Rabbi Brisa, the Dalach Chukah, for the famous Brisa, Isa, it says not like that. Sheyom kippur mechapar al chiyuvei leisa sev. Yidu al chamura is tzarech gam li yisurim v'misa. It's not like that. The Yom Kippur mechapar for a lot of avers, but not for everything. What does it mean over here? Mikol chatoisechem lefnei Hashem titoru. It's not true. Elo shebeiz in yonim heim. There are two in yonim over here. And this is very, very big yisaitis. Kapara hi miloshin kinuach. Kapara comes from the word kapara, by the way, means to mimekaneach, to wipe away, to clean away. The Gemara uses in Zvachim many times the loshen of kapara of as a smearing, cleaning away. That's the root of the loshen of kapara. Kapara miloshin kinuach. Shegam im nislach loy, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives you, Tzarech l'nakos es lichluch ba'nefesh, ruach u'neshama. The three parts in the neshama you all know, the nefesh, the ruach u'neshama. The neshama is composed of three parts, different levels. And when a person does a chet, he dirties the neshama, he sullies the neshama. The neshama has pagam, has lichluch, has dirt in it. Ruchin is the dirt, ruchin is the ketuma. And kapara means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cleans out. Shenishava idea chet that was created by the chet. Now, ubazeh nemru dal chiluk kapara. And on this, the Gemara says in Yuma that there are different levels. Shekol sha'oven chomer yaseh, the more serious that the chet is, tzarech l'kinuach yaseh, right? So it's like you ever see these commercials for detergents? Or so the pshat is the more, as a little kid, I haven't seen it already, 30 years, a commercial for detergent, excuse me. But in the old days, I don't know what it looks like now. But the more the dirt gets in, the harder it is to get out. Is what's the pshat? It's the same thing over here. Kipshutoi. This is not a muscle. Kipshutoi mamash. A person has to understand that the more serious a chet is, the more ingrained in the person it becomes. And it's harder to get out. So kapara means, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu washes you and washes you again and washes you again and washes you again. Pasha, to clean out the dirt. That's the music of kapara. And the more serious, the more chomer and aveira is, the more ingrained, the more the dirt goes in. That's the Indian of kinuach, that's the Indian of kapara. There's different targets. Not every chet gets a kapara so easily. It's not an across-the-board thing. Ach yesh oid b'chinu v'hu inyan atara. There's another b'chinu, that's the Indian of tara. If a guy becomes Baal Tshuva, he has to go to the mikvah. Shaveir mitama, there's tuma. The gam acharei haslicha v'akapora adayin tzorcha. It's very interesting. A guy who gets slicha, because Baruch Hu forgives you. He's moichel on the pigia in his covet. That's what slicha is. Slicha v'nila means you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said not to do it, and you went ahead and did it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave you. Kapara means the ruchni is dikka dirt. The ruchni is dikka ingrained that you and you became part of you. That's kapara. But that's not enough. A person's still tummy. You tummy? You went into tumah, you touched tumah. They got the tumah out of you, right? A person can become tumah and he washes himself and cleans himself, but he's still tumah. The etzim fact that he allowed himself to drop a darvi, you know, you all know that the musik of tumah, where is their musik of tumah? The musik of tumah always comes. Well, why is a mace tumah? What's the musik of tumah? The musik of tumah always comes when there's a drop from a darga. When something a person has an neshama and a person dies. So, Bibalt is a sudden drop from Kedusha to nothingness. Whenever there's a vacuum of Kedusha or there's a sudden drop, automatically Tumah steps in. Tumah steps into a place where there was Kedusha before and it left. That's why a Goy is not Metama, by the way. Because a Goy never had anything while he was alive, and that's why when he's died, there's no big drop. That's the Emek of the Pshat, why a Goy is not Metama. Anything which has a drop into Kedusha, there's a vacuum that comes as a result. Neila, here too. A person did an Aveira. So the actual ruchnius dika dirt that got stuck to him, the kapara took care of. Abul Maisa, he was once on a zara darga and he went through such a darga that itself creates tumah. The etzim fact that he lost his darga even for a short period of time, that puts on him a certain tumah, and that the kapara doesn't take care of. It's like a person touched the mace and he took away the mace. He's not touching the mace anymore, but he has to go be mitahar himself. The who, this tahara. In Yonah HaMayuchat Shiyama Kippurim, this tahara which comes after separating yourself from the chet and after the cleansing process, the tahara is the Inyan Miyuchat of Yom Kippur. Es Rotzen, it's a time of Rotzen. Shenasul Hakadosh Baruch Hu L'tahara L'fnei Hashem Mikochat Ayseichem. Shazeh Amar Rabbi Akiva Ashrechem Yisrael L'fnei Miyat Metar Mi Metar Eschem Avichem Shosh Hamayim Hu Metar Eschem Shazeichem L'bchinas Tahara Ilois. That's a special darga that only Yom Kippur gives. Umahus Inyan Tahara is born up here at Vamashir Esbaru. What's this? What is the Tahara? What is the Tahara? How does the Tahara express itself? The Ikr Achetu, the Ikr damage that Achet is, Shayyadu Niyah Meruchach Muvdu Melech Yisrael. The Ikr of Achet is that a person. I mean, he's explaining now, what does it mean that you're Tommy? If you already cleansed me of the Chet, if you already cleansed me of the Pigam in my Neshama, if you already cleansed me of the ruchni is the good dirt, so what am I tomei lagabi? Tomei is lagabi this. The Valdi spoke out that the ikur damage that a chet does is that it distances a person from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Dinei onu oimrim, we say, elokai nisham neshen saat bi tahoiri. Nishmas ish yehudi hi tahoira. A neshama of a yid is tar. V'chelek elokai mimal. And it's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's part of Kudsha Brichu. V'hi mashbi'a taharas b'nefesh Yehudi. And this neshama is what gives tahara in the neshama of a yid shiuchu liyos dovek b'mekar tahara that allows him to be dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'isa b'svam HaKadoshim shekasher adam chayite when a person sins neshmasa mistalakas haymenu. A certain darg of the neshama goes away. Hayinu shemistalak yemenu koyach advekus and neshmasa mitabekus of Shmaya. The glue, that the neshama acts as a glue to medabek you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, goes away. Become distance and separated. The ain or neshama meiru boy, and the light of the neshama doesn't illuminate you anymore. Add your fear all of ruach tahara and mor until HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings from shemayim a ruach of tahara. Kmo yidisa v'nacho chidum l'chido al apostik v'shafta ad Hashem alakecho v'shafta oisei Shabbos. When a person does physical actions like crying and being mischarit, that takes care of the outer tumah. But the inner tumah in the neshama, Shabbos has a gvaldig pnimius dikor, a gvaldig pnimius or of zveikus by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which allows a person to replace instead of the tumah that came. That's the etzem mechus of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is like a mikvah. Shemetar and nishmas Yehudi, that a yid, his neshama becomes tor. That means when we go back to the pasuk that he started off with. What did the pasuk start off with? He started off with the pasuk, "Ki b'yem hazeh yichaper aleichem l'tahar eschem mikol chatei seichem fei Hashem t'tohu." He started off with a kasha. Why does it say mikol chatei seichem? The answer is the tahara is on all the chatoim. The darug of kapora, which cleans away, that depends. Every chet's different. That's not mikol chatasechem in one blow. But the special miyuchid the ketahara of kirva lakadosh baruch hu that Yom Kippur brings, that's on kol chatasechem. On kol chatasechem, all the chatam need the darug of kirva. Because even after you have the kapora, whatever the four darugs of kapora, you still have to have a tahara. That Yom Kippur gives for everything. Like we started off with the Ram, after he does complete tshuva, it comes again, it's reawakened in him, and even more than before the chet. This is what Rabbeinu Yehoshua wrote in Shari Tshuva. She is power about tshuva El Hashem, about tshuva she daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu. She yachbo isboi, Kodesh Baruch Hu should want him, the Yurtseyu, and he should be misratzu with him, the Yertaloi, and Kodesh Baruch Hu should listen to us, Kashaloi chote as if I didn't sin. Kinin shekosav divi elio, elio, ye also eloika verotseyu, ki yitochen, says Rabbeinu Yehoshua, a shocking thing. Yitochen liyasa oven nislach, it could be Kodesh Baruch Hu would forgive the sin. Venivdem in Eisurim, and you'll even save yourself from Eisurim. The ain Lashem Chayfitz boy. A Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want you. Sometimes you get into a fight with somebody, a good friend, and the guy did something wrong, so you decide you forgive him, I'm nothing personal, you will go right up. I don't have anything to do with you anymore. Says Chas V'Shalom, a person get to a matzav. A Kodesh Baruch Hu says, okay, you did Epis Tshuva, Seder. Not I'll take away Yisurim, I'll let you live. But ain Chofetz boy. I don't have anything to do. Umin Chaliyah to me, don't bring me matonas. I don't want to hear you davening. I don't want to have anything to do with you. No. What type of life is that? A yid without a Kodesh Baruch Hu in his life? That's a life. The tithes of tzaddikim, lahafik rotzim Hashem, Mashiach with them. Tzaddikim want a Kodesh Baruch Hu to want them. Kamo shenemer. Hashiveinu ha'er panecha v'ni v'she. You want a Kodesh Baruch Hu to shine his face on us. V'omer razal, ein manu ala arosponim. All we have is the arosponim of Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have the light of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hu inyena rotzim. Or is rotzim. Ha'or ha'godom ha'kol ha'kol ha'imus. The great light of the Shekhinah, which includes in it all the pleasures of life, meaning ruach nizdika pleasures. After David HaMelech, in the famous perek of Nun Aleph, which is about tshuva, what did he say? Herev kapseini mevoini, wash me, cleanse me of my chet. Then he asked for another thing. He asked for two things. First of all, he asked, Herev kapseini, wash me, I'm dirty with ruach nizdika dirt. And then he said, I don't know, but ruach kotchecha, I'm not satisfied with that. I want the Ruach Kotchecha with me. I'll take like a minute. I want to have the Kirvash after you, Akash Baruch. Kinas Geirus. A lot of important you say this here. In the ninth Maimah, for those who have this far. Kosov HaRambam Bezel Lashoinoi. Umayi Atshuva, Ushiyazav HaChoytei Chetoi. A person should leave the Chet, V'yosiyoi Memachshavtoi, and he should take it out of his mind. V'yigmor V'libroi, and he should decide, Shalayaseyu Oi, he won't do it again. Besides the fact that he left his way, he should regret the past. I regret what I did. In addition to that, all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows all the secrets, should be able to be made on him. These are the requirements of tshuva. Medina Rabbeinu, from the words of the Rambam, V'yor olav yedea tarumus ha-kosom be'emtzim ben hilchus ha-mutus ala b'al tshuva v'asleis v'yazor ha-chet, he shall leave the chet v'yosir m'mach shafto, he should take it out of his mind v'shetzorach v'svadis v'piv, and he has to do vidu imashmet ki gav zem mutzav ala b'al tshuva shegmiras daita shalo yaseo od, the decision not to go back to the veris tia koyech leitis etzlo, it should be so decisive and absolute by him at sheyargish, that he should feel knows all the secrets could be made on him, they'll never go back to the chet. And the cold man, a person doesn't feel that he made the decision with that absoluteness, that's not called that he made the decision yet. And he made a lie, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows they're never going to go back. Okay, you can understand that when you're talking about a specific chet, a specific maisa. Chazal said, what's called about tshuva? going to boss the other Vaveru, came to you an opportunity to do a Vaveru, appears she didn't do it, boys a parak in the same time, boys a mokum in the same place, boys each with the same lady. Shatnoim, Eilo, Marim, these conditions show us, Kasharimid bin Isoyin, when he stands up to an Isoyin, Ki Ochin, Chuvosa Shlema, it's a complete Chuva. The Shaykh Lehman, the Shaykh to say on the guy, Kiyadat, Talumus, a Kashbuch, and also the secret Yachal Hoyolov. Ah, but, Have a Ikarinia Chuva ain't all chef poti, the Ikarinia of Chuva is not just on a private chet, Elal Etzim, Mahus, Mitzias, and August Adam. It's going on the Etzim, Mitzias of your whole behavior. Not just things that you did by accident, superficially, that you got a mishagas in the elevator. Allah call it see a shaloi. A person has to do tshuva on your home. What are you? Where are you? Shubamatsu shuffle the yard, you're in a deteriorating situation. This doyne b'choy v'itamin is full of errors. V'hashayrish and the root of you, prayer roish v'lana, is full of poison. V'mloy ha'shulten v'apilus etzloi. V'komoy sheyesh l'dayik medusach ha'vidoi, like we say. Ashamnu, bagadnu, hevinu, hashamnu, zadnu, kshinoef, hashamnu, shichasnu, tiavnu. She'enem musavim al maiserom. It's a very important yisoid. The whole video that we say Hashamnu doesn't go on this maiser or on that maiser. The poil. This specific maiser that I did on Yud Gimel Shvat. Kimal etzem mitzios hara asherbo. It goes to the Hashamnu. We're full of Hashem. We're full of bug. What does bagadnu mean? Bagadnu means that we betrayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means we live with the mahalach of betrayal. We betray HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us everything. So bagadnu is not just talking about a gevissa there, that day, a gevissa time. We live with the mahalach of bagadnu. How can a person get to such a darg of tshuva? In other words, a guy did a bit zach once or a thing. A person can get to a darg of kabbalah. I won't do it again. I'm sure I won't do it again. It was a one-time slip. It was a mishagas. I'm sure I won't do it again. But when we're talking about a mahalach in life, when we're talking about a mitzias, we're talking about the mahus of a person. Can a person come and say that I'm going to change my mahus in a way that I know for sure I won't go back to that derech of life? Okay, but Hagisha Bozer, the approach to this, Tzorach Liyos Brura, has to be clear. Ki tafkid ha'adam, this is such an important mashal. Oh, it's so important. So many people make mistakes because of this mashal. Ki tafkid ha'adam, the job of a person, a derech mashal. Levayne bayis before al mokum ashpa. A person builds a beautiful house on a garbage dump, on quicksand. There's nothing there. Shemayne roitzel ashkia ksofim viyagia lachbo yusaydis amukim mutzakim. It's soft earth. If you don't want to invest a lot of money and effort to dig deep and strong foundations, ein lebinyan hazeh tashtis chazoka. This building doesn't have a strong, the actual taich of tashtis is a foundation, it really means like infrastructure. It doesn't have a strong basing. The Evan Hashtia, it's called the Evan that the whole world came from, was based on, right? In the base of Migdash. Tashtis Chazaka, it doesn't have a strong foundation. Lachena, therefore, what happens? Tomid Mishavim Stokim Bekiris Abayis. There are always cracks in the walls. The whole palm, what do you do? Yesh Lashkiya Mechalaj, you have to invest new money. Habe, Oitzoros Chizik Abin, you have to invest more and more money to support the building. V'alhop Bikin, Eilu Zetel, as Ramosha, it doesn't have any lasting and real aids help. Kishovis Galo Bikin, Lesov, there'll be more cracks afterwards, additional cracks. The Habai is Tomid, Besakona, says Moitis, the house is constantly in danger of falling. Rak Derech Achas Lafanov, the only way to do it is Yelo Emet Slave. If you're going to be brave and you're going to be enough of a man, Laharois is called Amiv Nesavais, will destroy the whole house. Velachbor Yisaydais Amukim Vechazokim, and you'll dig deep and strong foundations for all of Yivne, and that you'll build on. Vichoinin Binyin Chazok, and you build a strong house. Kamoy Kaini Mesechas Hashuva, likewise is Truva. Imkia Odom Machnes Bechol Shan Hazar Gvaldik Amoshal. A person, what happens? Every year comes Rosh Hashanah. So our foundations are weak, unfortunately, because our foundations are from the street. Where we, in the world that we come from, we have weak foundations. It's like the foundations of the World Trade Center. They were very weak. Foundation of the World Trade Center were weak. Went down in 1 second. Didn't hold up anything. Our foundations are weak. Our foundations are weak. And about our foundations are weak, so what we do every time when Rosh Hashanah comes is we do upkeep. What do? You have this house with cracks. Sometimes you have these Israeli contractors, you shouldn't know. Right, the whole thing's falling apart. They come, they paint. Right? The house is falling apart. The you know, they had this thing in Talpiot where the building collapsed a few years ago, never, in the middle of a wedding, remember? So what happens is this cracks in the wall. The engineer says that the whole thing's collapsing. There's no problem. 10 minutes later, the guy says, well, he took care of it. There's no problem. You don't have to worry about it. Smear it over with, I mean, you know, even better than paint. He put on plaster. And the word is, so for a day or two, there won't be any cracks. That's the moshav when we come Rosh Hashanah. We do a little shmirachs. Rav Kolbe writes in Sefer Al Yeshua, a guy scratches himself a little bit. That's the expression he says. You scratch yourself a little bit, take out a drop of blood, and we feel that if it's, we did something, so what you do is you do a little bit of upkeep, you smear over the house again. What does a person do? There's also a spiritual house. There's a mivne beis haruchani, is a person's spiritual structure. A person has a spiritual structure, and it's cracking, because the foundation is shvach. What does a person do? Every year you do renovations, tikkunim, v'shipurim, you shmear it off, you paint it over again. But if it's not built on strong foundations, every year comes again new cracks and new things. And your spiritual house is constantly a minute before collapse. The person has to have the bravery, the person has to have the courage. Oimitz is courage. A person has to have the courage and the bravery to be able to look at himself in the mirror and say, there's no purpose to smear another thing of paint and another thing of plaster and another level a shmirach of cement. There's no purpose in doing it. What's it going to give me? But in the end, the house is going to fall anyway. It's a shut off the tide. You invest more money, invest more money, invest more money, invest more money. This explains, by the way, a lot of the times why the Kabbalahs that we make Rosh Hashanah don't last. A lot of the reason why the Kabbalahs on Rosh Hashanah don't last is because we're not doing a serious redoing of the foundations. If a person has Oimetz Ruchni V'yavin and he understands Kikol Elo HaTikunim, all these cosmetic fixing up Lo Yiftu are not going to solve as Bayas Chayav, not going to solve your problems. Ade Yachbor, until you dig, you say this Amukum, until you dig deep foundations. V'yakor Rashis as Asherish Parashah. First, they have to take out, it's like a guy, they build a building and the building keeps sinking in, right? So they call in the engineers, so they pick it up with jacks. They do it. They call in the engineers, and the guy says, under the building, there's a pond, or there's a quicksand. And anything you can do is not going to help. You'll jack it up. So you have to go and take out the quicksand. If we have Ruchni as the quicksand, which is holding under our spiritual binyan, so a person has to be Yaku, Rashis, Asharash, Parashah, for the grave of the quicksand. It's not going to help. Ozi, a binyan, Adiyah, then a person can build a lasting binyan. Behiluch Machshova Zer, Tzorach Yehudi, Lageshus, Lachuva. That means, what he's saying is that in that it says in the Rambam, she yored all of Yodea Talumais, that the Rambam says that the Yodea Talumais has to be made on you. What does that require? What does that require for a person to do? So for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be made on you, that you're not going to go back to a Gevissa Maisa, that doesn't require that much. But for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be made on you, that you're not going to go back to a way of life of what he called it, that requires knocking down the building and building new foundations. What are the foundations that your life is built on? For example, what's an example of a foundation? An example of a foundation is that a person doesn't learn Musar. Rabbi Saul Salanter wrote, and he was an expert in these things. It's funny, when a person has a toothache, he goes to the dentist. The dentist says he needs a root canal. You don't go to a regular dentist root canal, right? What do? You check around, you go to a root canal specialist. If he charges anything less than $1,000 for a root canal, what do you say? He doesn't know how to make root canals. If you really know how to make root canals, you charge at least $1,000. If he charges $1,500, it's even better. The pshat is, everybody has a specialist. And for this doctor, for that doctor, for this doctor. Rabbi Saul Salanter was a doctor Yerushalayim. Rabbi Saul Salanter wrote in his letters that without Musa, a person can't get anywhere in Yerushalayim. And he was a mumchin in that, and he had thousands of Talmidim all over Europe. The pshat is, that's a foundation. That's already not a Gevissa Maisa. That's a Gevissa foundation. If a person doesn't learn 10, 15 minutes of Musar a day, there's no hope in the world that he's ever going to get anywhere for a simple technical reason. Because there's nothing to remind you once a day that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. There's nothing to remind you once a day that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. There's nothing to remind you once a day that you have a purpose in life. So that's a foundation zach. That's a zach, that's a mahalach in life. That if a person lives, for example, without Musar, without working on himself, b'chol, that's a foundation thing. So if a person, b'chol, accepts on himself to live without Musar, so you're living on quicksand. And we also understand that's really anything you're going to build, you're going to work on it, and we're going to mekabel on yourself, and you're going to learn, and you're going to make a mishmer, and you're going to stay up a whole night. But if you build this normal, so it's always going to collapse. It's always going to break. So then you make another thing. If things are going well, make another couple. You slap on another couple. You slap on another mahalik. Slap on something else. But if a person doesn't make a long-term strategic plan to go step by step with Musar to build himself, so the house is going to constantly collapse. That's building your ruchni is the good thing on quicksand. Behiluch mashava zu, with this mahalach of thinking, tzorach yehudi legeshes of tshuva, a yid has to go approach tshuva. Achi yorol yodea talumois, ki hashana, this year, He wants to dig deep, strong foundations for his spiritual binyan. Shiyamdu b'fnei kol nisyanos achayim, that will stand up for all the tests of life. V'lo yisroyo ha'yisoid. And if the yisoid won't be shaky, lo yipol ha'binyan. This is the lashon of the Ramban al-Machamas in Baba Basra when he speaks about migu. There's a famous Ramban, we spoke about it. Remember? Ramban says that in certain case of Yisayman with the Baal Chayiv, remember the case? Oh. There's nofal habayis, everybody stole it to Hilchos Shuvah over here. But Akaponim, that's the very important Yisayman that we have over here.